if you don't want your webinar to be dead, then guess what you got to become? Excellent. Amateurs practice until they get it right. Professionals practice until they can't get it wrong. One of the most frequent questions I get today from business owners is, our webinar is dead. And here's the reality. If you don't do them the way I'm going to show you in this video, they likely are. The jig is up. People know what a masterclass is. They know what a workshop is. They know what a webinar is. They know, right? And so if you don't set this thing up the right way, then yes, you're spinning your wheels. You wore out and your pockets wore out. Your pockets tired. You tired. Okay. I got $1.2 million reasons as to why you need to watch this video, because that's what we did on just one of our webinar funnels last year. And I'm gonna give you the sauce as to how to make yours more effective and convert. All I ask, if this is helping you, like, subscribe, share it. Don't hold out on people. Everybody need help, right? I wish I had somebody to tell me what I'm about to tell y'all. And so all I ask that you do is you get it out there so other people can learn about it as well. So let's get right into it. I got about five, maybe six things that I want to cover with you regards to webinars and how to make yours more effective, how to make it convert and make you more money and make the people fulfilled at the very same time. That's important. So the first thing is this. The number one mistake that I see people make when setting up their webinar is they're trying to lead people into pleasure instead of take them away from pain. What do I mean? So strangers don't trust you. I don't know if you knew that or not. Same is true with me. Y'all watching me right now, y'all don't trust me, that's okay. But I'm gonna prove to you why you should. Strangers don't trust you. So what happens is, let's just say you're running ads or even you're doing organic marketing and you're like, hey, join my free webinar. I'm gonna show you how to make $1 million in drop shipping this year, right? Some people may click, but most people think, why would you show me that, right? Like, why would you show me that? Which is a valid question for a stranger. What you really need to do to get people to opt into your webinar more, and this is also going to help with the other things I'm about to show you within the webinar framework, is you want to lead them away from pain. Let's just say you were walking down the street. You realized you didn't have your phone and you had to make a super urgent call. And I'm going to use extreme numbers just to paint the picture. And you told somebody, hey, I give you $1,000 right now if you just let me use your phone. I got to make this call. People will likely think there's something wrong with $1,000. Why? Because they don't trust you to give them $1,000 just to make a phone call. But if that same person, as you were walking down the street, was shot and robbed and laying on the ground, and you said, hey, unlock your phone real quick so I can call 911, they will unlock that phone, give it to you in a heartbeat. Yes or yes? This is what I mean by people would trust that you would take them out of a painful situation as opposed to lead them into a pleasurable situation if you are a stranger. So instead of saying, sign up for my webinar, I'm gonna show you how to make $1 million in drop shipping, what you need to do, well, I mean, if you want to make more money, this is what you need to do. You would say, here are the top five mistakes that most drop shipping companies are making when trying to grow $1 million business. People are curious enough and have enough self-interest that even if they don't trust you, they trust that they don't want to make those top five mistakes. Your opt-in percentage for your webinar will go up 50, 60, 70% just by making that change in your headline and your funnel. So let's get into it. So number one was pain angle. By the way, my partner David and I, we teach this at a high level. We do this at a high level. We got students that have six-figure days on their webinars as a result of implementing exactly what I'm showing you right now. And I know it's counterintuitive, but if you already knew to do this, then you already be doing it and you be winning. So although it seems like maybe, I mean, the maybes maybe make money, but the ones that actually find the answers and implement them, it works out pretty well for them. Matter of fact, which one are you? Let me know in the comment. Are you a maybe person or are you an implementer? Like, let me know in the comments. So number one is change it to a pain angle. Number two is this. My handwriting is pitiful, just so you know. It's a lot better up here than it is when I write it up here. But that says stop overteaching. Number two is you want to stop overteaching, okay? Here's what you got to know. It took you decades to become an expert at whatever it is that you do. Overwhelmed people don't buy. And some of y'all been there, right? You poured your heart out. You taught them all your secret sauce on the webinar. And you like, why didn't anybody buy it? Because they were exhausted and you made them feel stupid. Not your fault, but I'm here to inform you why. You're here because you want to know why it don't work, right? I'm telling you why it's not working. So you have to stop overteaching them. You like, but B, you just said at the top of this, we can't be playing with people. People tired of being played with and just strung along for the purpose of making an offer. I understand. It's not that you don't teach them anything. You have to stop overteaching the things that you're teaching them. So two things to that. One, the reason why we set up the pain angle with the three mistakes or the five mistakes or the reasons to avoid, okay, is because we'll use those as teaching moments. It's digestible enough to give them 5 points. The rest of the webinar, the essence of the webinar, is to kill limiting beliefs, is to kill misconceptions, is to provide perspective shifts, and to kill objection. Kill limiting beliefs, quiet misconceptions, change perspective, and whatever the other one was that I said. Now, some of you are wondering, but is that underserving them? No, actually, it's helping them reach a different perspective so you can actually help them. Here's what you gotta know. Everybody that comes to a webinar will tell you, I just want the sauce. But you know, like I know, if you've accomplished anything in life, you had to first become the person here and here before you were willing to do the thing to get the accomplishment. So as an example, when I had my real estate mastermind, taught people all over the world, multiple countries, how to invest in real estate and how to do it using other people's money. Not everybody is big on that idea, and they came to that webinar to learn how to do so. But here's what you know, like I know. Many of them, if they had a live deal right now and they need to get $250,000 from somebody, guess what they're not ready to do? Ask for the $250,000. So why would I spend all this time on a webinar teaching them how to put together decks and presentations and all the things to put in front of an investor when they haven't become the person yet that will be willing to do so because their fear, their anxiety, their doubt, their limiting beliefs, their misconceptions, their lack of perspective would keep them from doing that? Light bulb go off yet? So you got to help them see a different perspective so that you can help them gain a different accomplishment. This is why you can't overteach and you can't overwhelm, because an overwhelmed buyer buys nothing. So we got to stop overteaching and focus more on quieting misconceptions, killing limiting beliefs, helping them become a new person. So I'm going to tell you a system and a process on how you can do that all throughout your webinar here in a second. Okay, so that's number two. Stop over three. Number three. This is a good one. You want to enroll them into the presentation. Okay, you want to enroll them into the presentation. What does that mean? Here's the first thing you got to understand. We make an arrogant assumption that when we have a webinar or whatever it is that we offer, that people know why they're there. You're like, yeah, but it's in the email. It's on the landing page. And it says that it's the top five mistakes that people are making when building out a dropship. I get that. But guess what? That was a signal that got them interested, but they still don't know why they're there. So most people make this conscious mistake of getting on a webinar and then immediately start either making small talk, or they go immediately into who they are and what they are and why they are and are. Here's the problem with that. Don't nobody care. Why? Because everybody's favorite radio station is WIFM. What's in it for me? Until you enroll them into the conversation and establish that, they're not tuned in, which is why they start falling off very early into your presentation when you get into all of your baby pictures and all the rest of it. I ain't here to step on toes. I am here to fill some pockets, if you allow me. So here's the thing. You want to enroll them into the presentation. What does that look like? When you get on the webinar with them, after finding out where people are tuning in from. By the way, I heard recently an expert on a podcast say, you shouldn't ask people where they're tuning in from. I disagree with that, because that tells you where your marketing is being successful, right? There's clusters and environments. You may want to find out, is your marketing hitting on the East Coast? One of our clients, 60% of his audience is now international. Without asking questions, you wouldn't know that. But everything should be intentional. Every word should be intentional. There should be no such thing as filler conversation. We got to be very specific, strategic, and intentional with our language, okay, and our words. So after you get done asking all of that, here's how you enroll them. So how many of you are here because you want to turn your dropshipping business into $1 million+ business over the next 12 months? If that's you, type that's me in the chat. What did you do? Regardless of what they were there for, you just established to them why they're here. And you got them to commit to that's why they're here. Do you see the power in that? Because now, whether or not it was something that they just clicked amongst the 17 other things that they signed up for or not, they know I'm here with Erica because I want to build a dropshipping business to $1 million over the next 12 months. So then the next question is this. So when I show you that over the next hour and some change that we spend with one another, will you actually take the things I show you and go out and apply it? Because action takers are money makers. So now what are you doing? You're future pacing them for taking action. You're getting micro commitments from the gate. This is before the introduction of what you're supposed to be doing on your webinar. Thank me later, I promise. And yeah, it may feel weird. That don't mean not do it. What should really feel weird is spending an hour and a half with people and they don't pay you. That's you should feel weird about. Number four, so we want to segment the audience. The worst thing that you could ever do in a presentation, whether live or virtually, is have the right conversation with the wrong people. You know the content is dope. Of course you do, right? That's why you took the time to put it together. But you got to make sure you're having it with the right people. So when I say segment the audience, this is what I mean. You should have qualifiers in your presentation. As an example, this is who this has worked for. People that have 9-to-5s, people that are business owners, people that have done XYZ. Where are you at on this list? The people in this room, where are you at on this list? Let them engage. Why? Because they're giving you data. They're telling you, you can look at the chat and start to really quickly realize who you're in the room with. So if you're in a room with a lot of business owners, then throughout your presentation, maybe don't spend as much time talking about your time in corporate America. You know why? Because they don't care. They're business owners. They don't identify with that. Or better yet, if you're a 9-to-5er currently, they certainly don't identify with that. But if you do sense that there's a lot of business owners in the room, nine-to-fivers in the room that's looking for like that way out of corporate, then you can lean into that more. We got to make sure that we just don't get so fixated on what we prepared that we unwilling to pivot based on who the audience is. Does that make sense? This ain't just you getting up doing a presentation. These are people in the room that have signed up to allow you to attempt to solve their problem. You need to understand who they are and why they are. Then what? We need to make sure that we have less content, more context. We need to have less content, more context. What does that mean? You got too much on your slides. Why you got so much on your slides? Nah, if it's because you think you may forget what you're supposed to say, then shame on you. That means you ain't prepared enough. We can have notes in different places, but here's what I want you to know. If you got too many words on your slides, they're no longer listening to you because they're reading it. And if they're a slow reader like I am, the only thing that I read manuscript is the Bible. Short of that, I'm an audio guy. I read with my ears because I read slow, visually. I read slow, like I'm processing. So if you got a bunch of slides and I've chosen to read them, I'm no longer listening to you. Here's the problem with that. It's not the presentation that converts the client. It's the presenter. So when I say you need less content, more context, meaning you should be able to have a picture up and that be a 5 or 7 minute conversation. You should be able to have a one-liner that leads to a 3 to 5 minute conversation. Yes, that means you got to do some work. You got to put some effort into it. But if you don't want your webinar to be dead, then guess what you got to become? Excellent. Amateurs practice until they get it right. Professionals practice until they can't get it wrong. That $1.2 million webinar funnel that I referred to, I did that thing live over 50 some times. And for the first 35 to 40 times, I still practiced it at least one run through before I did it. Why? Because amateurs practice until they get it right. Oh man, had a clean run through. I got it. Why did Kobe shoot 1,000 jumpers in the gym before the game to only go out and shoot 30 times? Because amateurs practice until they get it right. Professionals practice until they can't get it wrong. So you got to become a pro. If you want to make pro money, less content, more context. You got to know your stuff and you should be able to have prompts. Why? Because now they're paying attention to you. Now they can feel your energy and you can pull on the heartstrings and the things that you say will be better downloaded in them as opposed to them just partially listening to you and reading at the very same time. And here's the bonus. As I promised you, I would tell you how to better dive into the pain angle and better prepare them. You want to use a methodology called preframing. Here's what preframing is. It's a word or it's a phrase that is said first to change the way that they feel about what you say next. It's a word or a phrase that is said first to change the way about how they feel about what you say next. So one of the biggest problems when people start webinars is they don't address things that people are already thinking. So you remember at the top of this, I already used a preframe. I said that the most frequent question that I get asked by business owners, or the $1 million question I get asked by business owners, is, are webinars dead? And then I said, and they are if you don't do it the way that I'm about to show you in this video, which is why many of y'all are here watching right now. So I preframed. What I said first prepared you for what I was going to say next. So think about it like this. When you start a webinar, what is everybody thinking? Here go another webinar. So you know what I do in my webinars? You know what our clients do in their webinars? We address that. Hey, so here's the deal. How many of you have not only been to a webinar, but been to a webinar where they pretend like they're teaching you something when they're really just trying to sell you something like for the whole time? Has anybody other than me had that experience? Oh my God. And the chat is lighting up. So here's what I'm not going to do. That actually this content, this conversation is going to be so rich that many of you aren't going to want the learning to stop. So here's what's going to happen. Everybody here is going to end up in a better position as a result of staying on this webinar until the end. At the end of it, I'm going to present an offer. The offer is going to be so clear cut. For the people that it's for, you're going to know it's for you. You're going to take the offer. For the people that look at it, you're going to also know it's not for you and not take the offer. But I can promise you that everybody, if you stay on here, will end up in a better position as a result of being here. Is that okay? I just wanted to get that out the way. So what did I do? I quieted a misconception. The misconception is that everybody get on a webinar and I don't know when that somebody gonna pop out of door number three, right? I'm waiting on the shoe to drop. I'm on edge. I'm waiting for the thing, right? So what I'm doing up front, I'm addressing the fact that I, like you, am a victim of this poor behavior, and so much so that I'm not gonna do that to you. It's a word or a phrase that you say first to change the way that they feel about what you say next. So because I did that, because I quieted that misconception, guess what they're doing now? Get the same thing that you're doing after listening to that. You're relaxed. You're encouraged. You're like, finally, somebody different. Finally, somebody that get it, that's not here to waste my time, that actually cares. All true, by the way. But what happens is we so worried about the sale that we forget to be real. And the worst part is we make assumptions that if we don't say nothing about it, that they're going to stop thinking it. Or worse, we haven't took the time to obsess over our audience enough to think how they think. So we appear naive thinking that we just special. Oh yeah, my picture was so good on that bio. I know that's why they're here. I mean, did you see that funnel we did? The design on it? No, you're not that special. So you better address the things that they're thinking about, because here's what I can promise you. If you don't establish that, if you don't use pre-frames to quiet these misconceptions, they got a guard up the whole time that you talking. By the time you get down to that offer, you never created any buyer energy. They've been fisticuffed the whole time. You just couldn't see it. Why? Because they've been like any other victim. They've been victimized over and over and over and over again. And they think you're going to be the next abuser. So address it. Unless you are going to be the next abuser, then don't. Just let me know in the comments if this was good for you. I got so much more that I want to share, but for the sake of time, I'm going to wrap this one up. Maybe I'll do a part two. For those of you that really want to learn this at a deep level, though, and spend 5 days with me and my partner, David, we are having our Purpose to Profits Challenge, where we're going to teach you how to dominate using webinars, how to go from making 6 figures a month to 6 figures in a day. If you ain't made 6 figures in a month, we're going to show you that. If you want to make 7 figures plus in a year, we'll show you that. And all I can tell you is nothing will change until you have the right information to change it. Albert Einstein said that the same level of consciousness that created a problem won't be the same level of consciousness to fix it. Y'all been running around beating your head against the wall trying to fix these problems in your business, and it's not your fault. You just don't have the right information. So get in the room. We'll show you how. In the meantime, between time, I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Like, share, subscribe, and leave your comment if this was helpful.